ಸಂಗತಿಯಾಗುವ ತತ್ವವೃತ್ತಿ ಅನ್ಯಾಭಿಲಾಷಿತ ಶೂನ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಕರ್ಮ ಧನಾವೃತಂ ಅನುಕೂಲ್ಯನ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾನುಶೀಲನ ಭಕ್ತಿರುತ್ತಮ. ಇನ್ನು ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತೆ 11ನೇ ಅಧ್ಯಾಯದಲ್ಲಿ ಮತ್ಕರ್ಮ ಕೃನ್ ಮತ್ಪರಮ ಮತ್ಕರ್ಮ ಕೃನ್ ಮತ್ಪರ್ಮ ಮದ್ಭಕ್ತ ಸಂಘವಧಿತ ನಿರ್ವೈರ ಸರ್ವಭೂತೇಶು ಎಸ್ ಮಾಮೇದಿ ಪಾಂಡವ. ಮತ್ಕರ್ಮ ಕೃನ್ ಮತ್ಪರಮ ಅನ್ನಿ ಕರ್ಮನು ನಾ ಕೊರಗು ಚೇಯಿಸೋ ನನ್ನೇ ಪರಮಗಮ್ಯನಿಗಾ ಚೇಸ್ಕೊನ್ನವಾಡು. ಮದ್ಭಕ್ತ ಸಂಘವರ್ಜಿತ, ಸಂಘವರ್ಜಿತ ಅಂತೇ మానసిక కల్పనలు పదకొండవది ఆకర్షలకు కామ్యకర్మలు, కామ్యకర్మలు మానసిక కల్పనలు అన్ని కల్మషాల నుంచి ముక్తుడై నా శుద్ధ భక్తియుత సేవలో నెలకొన్నవాడు, నా కొరకు కర్మ చేయవాడు, నన్నే జీవిత పరమావధిగా చేసుకునేవాడు, ప్రతి జీవి ఎడ మైత్రితో ఉండేవాడు నిశ్చయంగా నన్ను చేరుకుంటాడు. మత్కర్మ కృణ్ మత్పరము మద్భక్త సంఘవర్జిత నిర్వైర సర్వభూతేశు ఎస్త మామేది పాండవ. ఇక్కడ కూడా మానసిక కల్పన అంటే జ్ఞానం. జ్ఞానం అంటే భగవంతుడిని నిరాకారుడను కామ్యకర్మలంటే స్వర్గానికి పోవాలా, దేవుడి దగ్గరికి వచ్చింది కానీ దేవుణ్ణి కామ్యకర్మలు మన కోరికలు తీర్చుకోవడానికి దేవుడి దగ్గర రావడం కల్మషం. దేవుడికి మనకి సహజమైనటువంటి సంబంధం ఉంది, అది కాకుండా దేవుడితో ఇంకో రకమైనటువంటి లావాదేవీలు ఇచ్చిపుచ్చుకోవడాలి లేనిదే. సో కామ్యకర్మలు అంటారు. తర్వాత మనోకల్పనలు, భగవంతుడిలో లీనమవ్వాలనుకోవడం, మెర్జింగ్ ఇన్ ది లార్డ్ ఆర్ కన్సీడరింగ్ ది లార్డ్ యాజ్ ఇంపర్సనల్. సో దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ డెట్రిమెంటల్, దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ కంటామినేషన్ ఇన్ ది హార్ట్. But the real truth is that we are inseparable part and parcel of the Lord, meant to be engaged in pure devotional service, but somehow we are contaminated by fruitive activities or mental speculation. saying Anya Vilashita Sunyam. So one should not have any other aspirations than devotional service. So it's a matter of purification. All of us come to this world and we are contaminated by three modes of material nature. And under their influence, either we are fruity workers or we are mental speculators. Jnana Marga. So, Anya Vilashita Sunyam. There should not be any aspiration other than serving Krishna. There should not be any activity other than serving Krishna. If you are taking bath, if you are sleeping, if you are taking care of your body, what is the purpose? So that the body can be nicely used in the service of Krishna. Is it right? You are taking care of the body not independent of serving Krishna. Suppose this body is like Haridas Thakur. He said, what is the use of my living? Then Sanatana Goswami also said, what is the use of my living if I cannot serve the Lord? Even Lokanath Goswami and Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur, he wanted to become disciple of Lokanath Goswami. But Lokanath Goswami said, I don't want to accept any disciples. It's like Gaur Kishore Das Babaji also. He did not want to accept any disciples. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, he said, if I cannot become your disciple and serve the Lord under your guidance, what is the use of my life? What is the purpose of my existence? So better that I jump in the Ganges and die. So this is called Jnana Karma Dana Vritam. So in a purified state, when there are no contaminations, you are a spontaneous devotee of Krishna. So Deva Devada and Krishna Bhatla Uttama Bhakti, Ananya Bhakti. We don't have a relation with this material world. We don't have a relation with this body. Do you have a relation with this body? You came into this body and you have to get out of this body, and what relation is there? And this body just a lump of matter, sarira vidya jal. This body is a lump of ignorance. So, that means we are all very contaminated by the body. Body is a contamination for the soul. Unfortunately, we are tied up. So, that's why pure devotional service is rare. Only when you come out of all these things, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami, he describes the characteristics of devotional service. Klesha Agni Subhada. There are six characteristics. As soon as you take to devotion service, certain things happen. Klesha Agni. We are hankering for sense gratification, material enjoyment. Klesha Agni. Because of that, we have many klesha. The body is the source of all klesha. And when you try to enjoy, you will have more klesha. You know? So, that's why he says the characteristics of devotional service are as follows. Klesha Agni Subhada. Krishna Karshini, nothing. Sandra Ananda, Sudurlabha, these are all the Sudurlabha. So, devotional service. Subhada is auspicious. People want to give up their bad habits, but they are unable to. People want to give up their sinful activities, but they are unable to. Subhada, the moment you start taking Hare Krishna, all inauspicious things begin to happen. Kleshagni, Subhada, Sandrananda, Viseshatma, Sudurlabha, Krishna Karshini. Nothing will attract Krishna other than pure devotional service. That's it. Anya Vilashita Sunyam. Whenever you approach Krishna, you should not have any separate, because Krishna, I am serving in the Gosala because Krishna, I am chanting Hare Krishna. What do you want from devotion service? Some facilities? Anything, whatever Krishna wants, let it come. Roti, because I am chanting Hare Krishna. It's such a great thing to chant Hare Krishna, I am not getting roti. For roti, you have to chant now. For roti, you can go out and eat. You don't have to exchange your devotional service for roti. So, you should not desire anything. It's called Anya Vilashita Sunyam. No other desires in exchange for devotion. You are a foolish man. If you are exchanging you are exchanging 2,000 rupees for 10 rupee coins. Coins are attractive. And this is a note. Suppose you are exchanging, you know, I don't want these notes, I want coins. 2,000 rupees notes you give. And take 10 rupees. Is it not foolishness? For 2,000 rupees, you are taking 10 rupee coin. Foolishness. Or by burning your sandalwood, you are getting heat. You are cooking, you are using sandalwood in the kitchen. Foolishness. Okay? Sandalwood is very costly. Only firewood you have to use in the kitchen. Not the sandalwood. So, one should not utilize this body for any other gain. When you are practicing devotional service, lot of things come. And you can get deviated. You can get deviated from them. When you are chanting Hare Krishna, you may get sense gratification. You may get recognition. You may get followers. People who want to hang around you and praise you. So, when money comes, don't get complacent. Just engage the money in Krishna service. Is that right? When you are doing devotion service, people are coming and donating money. And you can have a comfortable life. You can hike. You can improve your material life. One room to one. For needy, one room, AC room. All these things. You know, is that right? If money is coming, you can increase your facilities. You can have what do you follow if you come in the middle of the class? But this is devotional English. Great. When you practice devotional service, you will get English also. Your devotional service includes everything, like the classes in English. When you chant Hare Krishna, get up in the morning, your ability to learn English will improve. Your vocabulary will improve. Your memory will improve. Your recapitulation. That means the ability to recollect things. Is that right? So, anything you want to achieve in life, you have to expand your consciousness. Suppose you only have 10 rupees, you can buy cycle or you can buy refrigerator or you can buy, what can you buy? No, you have to increase your earning. Instead of 10 rupees, you make even 10,000. First you have to make money. Then you can buy cycle, you can buy smartphone, you can buy refrigerator. So first you have to earn by practicing devotional service. You should become a recipient of the mercy of the Lord. You have to get the mercy of the Lord. Is that right? So people, without making money, they want to buy many things. But how is it possible? So without pious credits, without the mercy of the Lord, people want to have all things. That is called wishful. Wishful. That doesn't happen like that. Say some people are born very rich. And if you want to be rich, man, you have to work for it. Some people are already born rich. And you want to join that list of rich people. That means you have to work, catch up. You have to work hard. So that you will also be a crorepati or millionaire and so on. So devotional service is more than anything else. People are attracted to hoda, status. People are attracted to wealth. Wealthy man, people are attracted, oh, lot of wealth. People are attracted to position. But thing is, they are only temporary. Suppose you clear your civils and IAS, you become IAS officer. Big Allah Bala Allah. You just I cleared civils, I have become IAS. But after what is there? They just start working. Start working. Other people call you an incompetent fellow. They write, suppose you are IAS and you are not smart. People say, oh, this guy, I am better than this IAS guy. Many times it is possible. That means there is no real gain in becoming that. The happiness is evading. Happiness is not there. You think you make money and that will make you happy. And maybe you will succeed in making money. But you may not become happy. You may have more headaches, more problems. So let's say pure devotional service is the Sandhrananda. Sandhrananda means condensed happiness. Condensed happiness, you can give the example. The sugar cane is there. You have to work on it a lot to get some juice. Sometimes it may break your lips and it may shake your teeth. And you have to do a lot of work and get little juice. Suppose somebody already crushes this sugar cane for you and gives you in a glass. Easier. Get tired of it. No problem. Sugar cane juice. Already somebody does that crushing job for you. So it's better. Better than that, you drink sugar cane juice, but it is not as sweet as molasses. When you are concentrating sugar cane juice, that is called molasses, the stage before sugar. And sugar is crystal sugar, very easy to handle. Molasses, if you keep it like that, it will become liquor. Saray avutundi ante cheruku rasanni muragabetta avutundi saray muri. So you cannot take it as sweet sugar anymore. It becomes it becomes putrefied. Or it becomes sore. You know? Cannot. So, what is the better stage? If you preserve it as sugar, that's nice. Whenever you want, you can just use it. Nothing, just directly. Is that right? So, this is called a concentrated sweet. Sugar cane juice, molasses, and then sugar. So bhakti is like the bhakti is directly joyful life. That's why we chant and dance. You have to make money, buy a peg of liquor and drink, and then you dance, and then it will spoil you, and the kick will not be there constantly. When you take one peg after 1 hour, again you are back into this world. The effect is over. Because all the liquor, as long as it is in the blood, you feel little elated. Once from the blood the liquor is removed in the urine. the liquor is in the blood, we get intoxicated. But it will not stay in the blood, it gets metabolized and it will be cleared in the urine. And then again you are in depression. Because when you are intoxicated and the dose comes down, you feel very depressed. That's called intoxication. The cigarette that is allowed is there, and the lack of it, you feel down. That's why you have to repeatedly increase. You start with 5 cigarettes, kick is not enough, 10 cigarettes, then your health will begin to ruin, spoil. That's why here it's saying, Anya Vilashita Sunyam, Jnana Karma Jnana Vritam. Pure devotional service means you should not have any other. The soul's business, the soul's nature is to serve Krishna. That's all. You start doing it. Body may need food, body may need this and that. Leave it to Krishna. If Krishna gives you more, solid. Krishna gives you less, solid. Because your hunger is satisfied. Suppose you eat kheer, payasam, and puri, and halava, and pakoda. Plate is very rich. That is 150 rupees thali. Whereas if you take only dal, rice, sabji, and buttermilk, it is only 45 rupees. 45 rupees. But same thing. That means it's a question of how you adjust in life. Less money, good health, and you are not dull. So, not necessarily that when you eat rich food, you enjoy your life. Donkey is eating grass and enjoying her life. Pig is eating stool and enjoying her life. You know? And a poor man is eating simple food and enjoying his life. And a rich man is spending so much money and he is also getting the same happiness. So, sense gratitude, if you come to bhakti, you don't care for material standard of living. Material standard of living, suppose you stay in a hut. It only costs 10,000 rupees to make a hut. But if you want a building like this, this costs 1 crore. But comfort is the same when you sleep or when you stay. So, the point is, that's why I say, Anya Vilashas, when you come to bhakti, don't try to exaggerate, aggrandize. And aggrandize and saukaryal penchukodu. Penchukunnanta matram sukhapadedem ledu. So this is called Anya Vilashita Sunyam Jnana Karmaja Anavritam. If somebody asks you, why are you doing bhakti? To go to heaven? We are not doing bhakti to go to heaven. No, bhakti is my integral business. నా పని భక్తి చేయడం. నేను ఐఎమ్ కృష్ణాస్ పార్ట్ అండ్ పార్సల్, ఐఎమ్ పరమాత్మాస్ పార్ట్ అండ్ పార్సల్. సో నాట్ దట్ బికాస్ ఐఎమ్ డూయింగ్ భక్తి ఐ వాంట్ సంథింగ్. నో, భక్తి ఇస్ ఫర్ భక్తి ఇస్ సేక్. ది ఎండ్ అండ్ ది మీన్స్, మీన్స్ మీన్స్ భక్తి, ఎండ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో భక్తి. నాట్ దట్ లైక్ యూ వర్క్, వర్క్ ఈజ్ ది మీన్స్ అండ్ ఎండ్ ఈజ్ ది మనీ. బట్ ఇన్ భక్తి, bhakti is the means and end is also bhakti. See, because bhakti is the function of the soul. What is the business of the soul? Bhakti. Why people are not happy? Because they have not come to their real business. They are doing this, that, all and go. Get crazy. Go crazy. Hare Krishna.